Come, Holy Spirit, our hearts inspire. Enlighten us with your celestial fire. For if you are with us, then nothing else matters. If you are not with us, then nothing else matters. Be with us, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Today is Christ the King Sunday, probably one of the least recognized of the church's high holy days. In this liturgy, we celebrate the story of Christ on the cross, a very stark contrast to the coming season of Advent, when we will prepare to welcome a baby born into poverty and swaddled in a manger with animals. Today we have a Lenten story, one of suffering but also of victory. I speak not of Christ's victory alone, but chiefly that of a sinner who realized at the last moment that he was indeed in the presence of a king. This was certainly not the king that was expected. The man in question wasn't born into royalty, did not live in a palace, was not fierce in the terms of traditional kingship, rode to his destiny not on a white steed, but rather on a donkey, and suffered a humiliating death. I think the subject here on this particular Sunday is not the king, but rather his loyal subject. Now, to call the thief loyal to some may be a stretch. He obviously lived a life that was not saintly, or he would not be in the position that we find him in our reading. But he does come around and recognizes Jesus for who he is moments before their demise. Luke documents the conversation between Jesus and his co-executees, I guess, quite thoroughly. One throws insults and ridicule while the other realizes who is next to him and asks for forgiveness. Here we have the king dying between two criminals, but that really shouldn't surprise us. Early in his ministry, Jesus claimed that he came to bring good news to the poor and release to the captive. His ministry was focused on the downtrodden and the outcast. He ate with sinners and allowed tax collectors into his inner circle of friends. When he met with people who were of the upper crust of society, it was usually to provide them a lesson in humility. And now, 4 weeks or so before we celebrate his birth, we have him hanging on a tree. The thief has a simple request. Remember me. All he wants is to get his ticket punched. A shot at the pearly gates. Just the outside chance that maybe his earthly life might be forgiven, that he might spend eternity in peace. Isn't that what we all seek? In Kairos, or God's time, our earthly life is very short. We are told that our actions won't get our tickets punched, that belief in God and belief in His Son, born of a virgin, hanging out with sinners, mocking the establishment, that is how we get through the gate. Now contrast this thief's plea with another gospel story, that of James and John. They realized early on who they were associating with. But they requested not just to be with Jesus in paradise, but particular positions in the kingdom, one at the left and one at the right. In discussing this with a friend, he posed the question to me, doesn't it make you wonder, is heaven enough? After all the trial and tribulations that we experience in the human condition, isn't it enough just to know we will be at peace, surrounded by love in our heavenly bodies? Of course, James and John initiated no small amount of dissension amongst the other 10 disciples with their request. But that's a story for another day. Having just concluded a funeral service for a great man who was humble to a fault, the question still rings in my ears. Isn't heaven enough? It was for a thief.